The U.S. Army division that took Baghdad at the beginning of the Iraq War is getting ready to go back. This is the third time that the 3rd Infantry Division, or the 3rd ID, has been sent to Iraq since 2003. The first contingent of 3rd ID soldiers is scheduled to depart next month from their base at Fort Stewart, Georgia. They're headed for Al Anbar province, one of the most dangerous places in Iraq. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
A dozen M1A1 Abrams tanks are lined up in what's known as the bullpen at the Red Cloud Alpha Range at Fort Stewart. It's dusty and intense here as the Army tries to simulate battle conditions. 4-man crews are qualifying on their tanks, shooting at targets including building facades and snipers who hide out on rooftops. While some soldiers are absorbed in their training runs, others are smiling and joking as they sit atop their tanks. While the 3rd Infantry Division as a whole is returning to Iraq for the third time, some of the new recruits will be going for the first time. The division has seen some turnover. About 25% are new to Fort Stewart or to the Army since the last deployment. Many young soldiers, including Specialist Michael Yarrow, say they look forward to deploying again, even though most returned from Iraq not quite a year ago.
I kind of like it, actually. It's just like, you know, like the thrill of everything that goes on. You never know what's going to happen, and it's just adrenaline.
It's exciting.
Yes.
Yarrow is 23 years old. He says his mom is worried. She cries every time they talk about him returning to Iraq for the second time. So he says he doesn't talk much about it anymore.
I figure if you got to do it, then just smile about it. Nothing you can do. You know, you're the one that volunteered for it, so you know what's going to happen.
They have been training hard for 6 months, and let me tell you, we are ready to go, all right? Be comfortable and confident that we are ready to go. I'm just going to say a couple of words.
Lieutenant Colonel Clifford Wheeler conducts a pre-deployment briefing at Fort Stewart for the 5-7 Cavalry. He talks to dozens of soldiers and a few family members who showed up to learn about the next tour of duty.
We're going to leave on or about the 17th of January. Might slip a day to the left, might slip a day or two to the right, but that's what we're looking at right now. So that's when you can expect.
Lieutenant Colonel Wheeler touches on casualty notification and on a group called family care teams that have been set up to help families after a soldier is killed. He says it's unrealistic to believe that no soldiers will die. More than 300 from the 3rd Infantry Division have been killed since the war in Iraq began. Michelle Davis listened to the briefing. She's the wife of 1st Sergeant Michael Davis, who has spent 17 years in the Army and has been deployed to Haiti, Bosnia, to Iraq during Desert Storm, and in the current Iraqi war.
Even though we would love to say that all of our soldiers are coming home, there's going to be casualties. You just hope and pray that God bring them home.
The couple has two daughters, Katrina, who's 10, and Andrea, who's 12. Davis says the girls have known about the deployment for a couple of months, but they're just beginning to realize what it means.
Andrea was telling me, you know, she really don't want Daddy to leave. And, you know, trying to explain to her, you know, Daddy really doesn't have a choice. This is something that he has to do, the unit has to do. It's just allowing them to express their feelings and talking to them about it.
Other families are trying to help their children understand that their mom or dad is going to war with a new Sesame Street program featuring Elmo, the little red Muppet known to 4-year-olds and their parents around the world. Elmo and his dad, also a red Muppet, have a heart-to-heart talk on the street in front of their home. It's a DVD that's free to military families.
Listen, son, do you know what today is?
Thursday?
Well, yes. Yes, it is Thursday. But it's also that day we talked about. Remember? The day I have to go?
Oh, yeah. Daddy's got to go away for lots and lots of days, right?
That's right, son.
This third deployment for the 3rd ID is more difficult for families with children. Even those who are not in the 1st Brigade know they're heading back to Iraq soon. Sergeant 1st Class Bart Owen and his wife Jane Stetson have 3 kids.
Yeah, we know we're going, we just don't know when.
I'm still enjoying him, you know, he hasn't been home a whole year yet, so we're just still enjoying that time that, hey, he's back and get to do things. And so, yeah, the thought of him going again is like, you know, start over again.
This will be Owen's 3rd trip to Iraq. He says the first time was easier. Everyone knew who the enemy was. Most were in tanks, just like him. The third ID started in Kuwait, drove north for 2 weeks, secured Saddam Hussein International Airport, and then took the city of Baghdad. It was a conventional, old-fashioned war. Now, Owen says, the war is different and more dangerous, with soldiers worrying about improvised explosive devices, or IEDs.
They don't even really come out and engage anymore. They just hit you with IEDs and run away. So, suicide bombers, IEDs, you know, you just don't know what's coming at you. That's the issue. You just don't know who the bad guys are. It could be anybody. It could even be, you know, just somebody walking down the street that's detonating it on you.
That's Brown Dog. Brown Dog. Hey, what color's Baby Bop?
Stetson plays with her daughter, Jojo. The two-year-old picks up a floppy stuffed toy and drops it in her mother's lap. Stetson and Owen say they know Jojo will miss her father, but it's the two boys, 8-year-old Randy and Weston, who is 9, who will have a harder time with it.
Like Weston and Randy, they definitely know what the deal is. And Weston, he's all about, you know, asking questions, and he watches all the television shows about it, so...
He thinks too much sometimes.
Yeah, Weston asks all the tough questions, like how tough is the Humvee, how tough is the tank, you know, can it survive that?
As soldiers prepare to deploy, some say their families are anxious. Many get married or engaged just before they leave. Some say they're smoking more now. One wife told me her husband was detached, that he wanted to go out with his friends and avoid the family. But many here are thankful they are together for the holidays this year. They remember a sobering story about a soldier who died on Christmas Day a year ago, one of their own. Specialist Anthony Cardinal was killed when a bomb blew apart his Humvee. Cardinal had a wife and 2 young children. The baby, Maylee, was only 2 months old. Specialist Cardinal died without ever meeting her. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.